Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 12th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright, taking a look at yesterday's performance, positive for most of the indices we follow on the video. Saw crude lead the way to the upside, up almost 2.5% there. NASDAQ 100 and NASDAQ Composite led the way to the upside for U.S. equity indexes. Gold up over 1% as well. Only things in negative territory, we saw Dow Jones Industrial Average finish the day on the negative side, along with AGG there, though not too much change to their charts. Looking at crude oil this morning, we did see it reverse back into X's here at $70, still hugging that bearish resistance line. At this point, a move above 72 would not only return it to a buy signal, but would flip that trend back to positive as well, continuing to monitor the support near term at 67 and 66. Taking a look at gold from here, we saw it move above 27.30 with yesterday's action, clearing that prior rally high mark there at 27.20. Returned to a buy signal earlier this week with the double top break there, or gave a second consecutive buy signal, pardon me, with a double top break there at 26.70. And then the NASDAQ Composite cleared that $20,000 level, was the notable U.S. equity chart action that we saw yesterday, moving up to the top of that trading band for the index. And then not too much indicator changes with yesterday's action. We mostly saw some stock action. First coming with Uber, we saw downside action for it after GM announced they were ending funding to their Cruise program. Also saw some downside action out of Lyft, but really Uber's technical picture is broken down here a little bit more recently than Lyft's has. Did see it move into a negative trend last week. Ultimately, we saw it return to a market RS sell signal following yesterday's action, reversed into on its PRS chart last week as well, now continuing down near the bottom of the trading band with yesterday's action on the trend chart at 61 there. Had been a 5 for 5 as recently as mid-November, so really have seen a pretty notable divergence here, breakdown out of Uber. Then after yesterday's close, we saw Adobe report earnings currently pre-market after it had light guidance. We see it trading lower, currently sitting at 489 or down a little over 10%. Showing that it'll at least maybe reverse down into O's, test some this support line here at 496. Move below 488 would return it to a sell signal and also violate that trend line, bringing it down to a 0 for 5. So keep that in mind. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, we saw Tesla move to new all-time highs with yesterday on its chart there at 424. Also saw Google do the same, moving above its prior high there from July and rallying up to 194 with yesterday's action, still a 3 for 5 there. Later on today, we see Broadcom, AVGO, reporting after close. Yesterday, reversed into X's, returned to a buy signal with a double top break there at 182, rallied up to this resistance level here in the mid-180s, did move it back into a positive trend, increasing it up to a 5 for 5, but we will watch to see if it's able to move above 188 and clear this resistance here that's been in place since this summer. That would also mark a new all-time high for the stock. Then lastly, Costco also reporting after close, has maintained a buy signal since May of this year, still a 5 for 5, most recent buy signal coming in the latter part of November with the double top break there at 976. From here, reversal into O's comes with a move below 944, and we have support there at 912 as well as at 800 on the default chart. Could consult smaller scale potential 4 point per box chart if you were looking for additional support levels. But as always, if you have any questions about the video or any position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.